This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, you. Yeah, you, on the job site. Did you know that over half of the people who listen to Joy are allies of the LGBTIQ+ community, just like you? So you may not be aware, times are very tough financially at Joy, and we're reaching out for your support. So tell your workmates, your next door neighbour, and even your mum to head over to joy.org.au and help us build Joy Nation by making a donation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
A unique mix of world news and queer culture, Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12 on Joy 94.9.
You are on Saturday Magazine with Macca and Madeline. Now, I want to say we're just about to speak with Justin Smith. Justin is a fellow broadcaster. We have put on Twitter a picture of a very, very limited edition mug, which actually has, well, it's two mugs. It's got the mug of Margaret Court on it, but it's got one of her most infamous statements. Tennis is full of lesbians. So if you want to win this, the best SMS this hour, or the best email about how you feel about Margaret Court. And the SMS is 0427 569 949, and the email is onair@joy.org.au. Now, someone who's already won one is Justin Smith. I've put one aside for you, Justin, so it's going to be wending its way to you very, very soon. Good morning. How are you?
Mate, and I tell you what, Macca. Hello, Madeline. It'll be taking prized spot in the Smith household. Don't worry about that. And I won't even drink out of it. It'll sit somewhere. I don't know where, but I'll pick a spot, baby. It'll be a good one.
Fantastic. Well, you know, we did this the last time there was a. It seems to be every Australia Day, but the last time there was a big commotion about Margaret Court, and I created these mugs. I actually sent one to her. Now, I know that it was delivered to her because I got the receipt. I don't know whether she threw it against the wall, whether she's using it as a communion cup, perhaps. I don't know.
I think she might have thought it was about people from a certain island, because I noticed it's got a capital L.
Yes, a capital L for lesbians. Yes, I know. Yes. Yes.
Well, maybe she didn't think
maybe she thought that it was, you know, it was a Greek tourism gift. So, Justin.
No, she'll love it. She'll love it as much as I do.
I know. So, look, yesterday. You were in the news for a couple of reasons. One is you spoke about the upgrading of Margaret Court's Order of Australia Award to a companion, but also, you know, you made quite a strong point, and I'm glad that, you know, that you did. You acknowledged that you hadn't received this information as embargoed information, so you didn't break an embargo. You could almost say you're like Scott Morrison. He said he hadn't been officially told.
Oh, beautifully put.
Right.
Yes,
so,
yes.
You know, whilst, you know, he said he wasn't officially told and effectively saying he didn't know, well, you know.
I'm going to use that. Thank you.
Yes, you can use that. You'd got this from other sources. So you didn't breach the embargo, which for a journalist is really important.
It is. And can I just, and Mac, thanks for bringing that up, because that is very important to me. Personally, is that I had no arrangement with the Order of Australia people, that I was not privy to that list, I was not sent that embargoed list. And this is the most important point, if I had had an arrangement with them, I would not have broken it. I've made many, not deals, because that sounds a bit dodgy, but I have had embargoed discussions, I have had many, many sources over the years that have trusted me with information that I've only disclosed the way they, you know, the way that it had been agreed upon. I've made many deals with people over the years, and I don't break them. And I didn't break this one. So thank you for mentioning it.
I acknowledge that. And, you know, as a journalist myself, you make a decision whether or not you accept an embargo. If you choose not to, okay, you're not bound by it, but the custom is if you don't accept the embargo, the custom also is that you don't breach it. Now, I know that sounds counterintuitive, but...
Yes, you're right. But this whole thing is just crap. I mean, they send this thing out, these out-of-touch people, that clearly they're out of touch with the decision that they've made. They send this out, you know, as though they're the CIA, for God's sake, you know, and you know, I just, the people that are running it, I just feel that Australia, real Australia, and the way where we've come in the last few years in particular is just so out of touch with what they're about that I just don't, I didn't lose a wink, I slept like a baby last night with what I did, because I don't trust them, I don't like them, I don't agree with them. They're not part of me.
You know who they are, Justin? They're unelected bunyips.
Yeah. Yes.
And, yep, you know, realistically, you know, it's interesting this morning, isn't it? The Governor-General being quoted, oh, well, you know, there's not enough women getting awards, there's not enough Indigenous people, it's the top end of town. Oh, when did he work that out?
Yeah, he's a wake-up. Actually, I shouldn't say that. I don't want to trash the Governor-General. He served this country quite well. He's a good guy from all accounts, and I put this firmly on the committee. Yeah. And look, the Governor-General would have signed off on it, but he would have had to have gone against this so-called, as Scott Morrison puts it, independent body. Give me a break. Independent body. I mean, don't get me started on the independence of this body or the lack of independence of this body. Because no one is going to get a word in, you know, until 12 o'clock. It's an outrage. And they're not us, mate, are they?
No, they're
just not us.
We need to start a GoFundMe page for a special hearing aid because they're totally tone deaf.
Yeah.
Can I ask you, Justin, two questions?
Of course.
First, why do you think they picked her? Really, why you think they picked her for this honour?
Yep.
And then secondly, why you thought it was important to let us all know before Australia Day?
Yeah, sure. Okay, I'll do the second one first.
Yep.
I didn't do it to be first with the story, although that is our job to break stories and be first with stories. I did it because I wanted the debate before it was given out, and you know, I mean, the way it happened is a source told me about it, and I was able to get it verified, and I thought, oh, geez, that sounds like crap, really? Oh, that's awful. And swore a bit and walked around the study. And I thought, oh, okay, I'll write a column about it for the Herald Sun, and, you know, I'll give it to them, and they can run it on Australia Day or the day after, you know. And then I thought, I'm going to say, what the hell am I doing that for? But why am I writing about after the fact? She's already going to have the thing. It's already going to be done. It's just going to be this tedious column about Margaret Court should not have been given this award, blah, blah, blah. So I thought, you know, why am I not doing it? So that's why I did it. And the first question was, oh, Madeline, I'm so sorry.
Why?
No,
it's been a long couple of days.
Why do we think these people decided to pick her out? I mean, with all the number of awards she already has, there's a list. If you go onto Wikipedia, she has so many other awards. And, you know, from 1967 onwards to 2007 when she was made an officer of the Order of Australia, why does she need another one now?
I don't know. But I know... I can explain it like this. They don't care what you think. They don't care what Macca thinks. They don't care what I think. And they clearly don't care about what a vast amount of this country thinks. They knew. These people knew it was going to be controversial afterwards. And I think they just wanted to... Look, I really don't want to speculate on what's going on in someone else's head, but they would have known it was going to be controversial. Mm. Maybe they wanted to sort of back her in. She's been copping a lot of flack. And maybe they thought, well, let's, you know, anoint her with something and try and legitimise her a bit more.
Should we name and shame who these people are? Should we? I can give you the names of the committee.
Yeah, sure.
So it is chaired by Shane Stone.
Yes,
the community
former
representative,
Howard government minister.
Yep, who attracted sustained criticism himself when, as the first law officer, being the Attorney General, he appointed himself as a Queen's Counsel back in 1997.
Oh, wasn't that gorgeous?
So, yes,
Can I just tell you, the last person to appoint themselves an Attorney General, I think, was Idi Amin.
Yeah. So King of Scotland.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So just maybe put that into perspective.
Context, yeah. The community representatives are mostly AOs themselves. There's Gillian Siegel, Bernard Wright, Professor Matthew Vardis, Amelia Hodge, Rupert Meyer, the Honourable Cheryl Edwards, Ms. Melinda O'Leary. The state and territory governments include Colonel Michael Miller, Joshua Poles, Philly Morgan, Carolyn Sladden, Kayleen Gulich, Jenny Gale, Kathy Lee, Catherine Webber, and the ex officio representatives include General Angus Campbell, Stephanie Foster, and Simon Birmingham, Vice President of the Federal Executive Council. So if you know any of those people, give them a call and say, what do you think you're doing?
Give them a bell. I'm sad to see Angus Houston's name in that list because he's a very good man. Angus Campbell as well as the... has served his country incredibly well. But what most of those people we don't know, and I don't want to sort of disparage them individually, they've made a crap decision collectively, and individually there could be some people that voted against it and some good people there, but I think they, you know, but you, the point you're making, Madeline, is a good one. Who the hell are these people? And this is why I wanted to have it. You're making this honour... You're making this call in our name. Now, if you're going to do it in our name, it should be representing us. And just court belongs... I mean, look, if she didn't play tennis, which she did magnificently, by the way, and whenever we talk about tennis, we should always talk about Margaret Court. She was unbelievably good, and we should always discuss her when talking about tennis. But if it wasn't for tennis, and if she didn't have the word reverend in front of her name... She'd just be seen as a delusional old crone. Are we not better than that? And when are we going to grow up and stop listening to... You know, one of the justifications I heard her say was, what does she say? She said, I'm a minister of a church. Who cares? You know, like, why is that a... Why does that give you then the right to be... I mean, it's like calling yourself the King of Scotland, for God's sake. Whacking a title on yourself and then expecting people to adhere to it.
A delusional old
crow. And I've got another couple of things to say to that. I mean, Father Rod Bauer of the Gosford Anglican Church is also a minister, and he put a sign outside that church saying, when homophobia is honoured, everyone is dishonoured.
Yeah.
So love it.
You know, and he is famously sensible. Richard Watts, the performing arts editor at Arts Hub and three Triple R broadcaster, carefully pointed out on Facebook that if she's the Reverend Margaret, whatever Court, seems to believe her religion enables her to say hateful things about the community. If she's so committed to the Bible, I remind her of 1 Corinthians 14.34. Oh, yes. Women should remain silent in the churches. They're not allowed to speak, but must be in submission, as the law says. Also, 1 Corinthians 14.35, if they wish to inquire about... And there's a whole bunch of them. And it's that thing about cherry-picking the Bible and just picking out the little bits you want and ignoring the rest. And it just... And I think you have something to say about racism.
And I
want
to say, Justin, you may not know the... this, but 0.0007% of the Bible deals with homosexuality. Margaret Court spends a lot more than 0.00007% talking about it. One final question, Justin, or two actually.
Can I just mention that on the Bible, if you don't mind, though? Whenever she talks about the Bible and she pulls out that, you know, that one of hers, that ratty old black one of hers, and waves it around, she always points towards the book of Genesis. Now, okay, wow. I urge anyone who wants to have a go at my girl, read the book of Genesis and have a read from cover to, from, you know, from one end of it to the other. It's the biggest load of crap you've ever heard in your life. And just because it's in the Bible... I mean, if you want to be a Christian and follow the belief of Jesus, good luck to you, and I hope you go well with your life. But the bullshit in the book of Genesis and other parts like it... Oh, I'm sorry, I swore. Forgive me.
It's all right.
the passion overrode me. It is just the most ridiculous twaddle. And when are we going to grow up and stop allowing... Sorry, mate, I went off on a rant. You were going to ask me something. Go ahead.
No, look.
I apologise.
I quickly want to say one question, Justin.
Yeah.
If Margaret Court had stood up and said publicly something incredibly racist or anti-Semitic,
yep.
Right, do you think these unelected bunyips would have extended her gong? Or is it because homophobia and transphobia is actually still okay in some sections of society?
Absolutely. Oh, it's very much okay in some sections of society. It's heartily endorsed by some sections of society. I mean, and this is the garbage with the religion. They want to, I mean, all the tweets that I've had were people having a go at me, which is fine, but all of them saying, oh, religious freedom and religious freedom, got the right to speak of religious freedom. What religious freedom does is gives you the opportunity to be a homophobe. It gives you complete carte blanche to say, hey, it's not me. Don't look at me. Mm. It's in the Bible. And then you go, after the gay community. And you do it, you do it with Jesus at your back.
You never said anything about homosexuality, Jesus?
No.
Not a word.
No.
Absolutely.
Well, but we're going to have to go, Justin, because there's a posse, no doubt, gathering outside your house, probably with some burning crosses. So,
they've been there all night. I've had to take them food twice now. it's getting ridiculous.
You are very soon. You're going to be able to take them out a drink in the special limited edition Tennis is Full of Lesbians mug.
man, I'm looking forward to this thing.
Cool. Yeah. Look, Justin Smith, thank you. Thank you for your work on this. Thank you for standing up for what you believe in. I know you've got a lot of flack, a lot of it from colleagues. Don't worry about it.
None from us.
My father had a saying, Justin.
Thank you.
Don't worry, son. People can't help it if they're wrong.
Thanks, Macca. That means a great deal to me. Madeline, thank you. I really appreciate it. And
thanks, Justin.
I just hope... What's today? Saturday. Hopefully by the 26th, they reverse it.
Yep. Mm. Thank you very much, Justin Smith. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Saturday Magazine. Every Saturday from 10 until noon on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.